It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside him is the world famous Joe Grande and the Pot Brothers at Law. And you are now tuned into the greatest cannabis show in Long Beach, California.
I say the country because we're heard worldwide, folks. Thank you for listening to the podcast all around the world. If you ever want to check us out online, we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. Go to the website, CannabisTalk101.com, or feel free to give us a call and leave us a voicemail at 800-420-1980. And make sure you check out our Instagram pages for daily news, learn the script, and so much more at Cannabis Talk 101, at pot_brothers_@_law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at 1, Christopher Wright.
Hello.
And I am at Joe Grande 52. You can find me there.
Big
and if you're
Joe.
Looking to grow some cannabis, folks, you know where you need to go, right? RocketSeeds.com is the website, or the Instagram is at Rocket_Seeds. Or if you're in Long Beach, just head to the booth right next to us. Check out Rocket Seeds as they're right there lit up like a Christmas tree. So beautiful right there. But they have quality seeds that have been known to be the best seeds around the world. Head to RocketSeeds.com. Right now on this show, you guys, very special guests. I feel like some of them are family members that can't remember me when they see me, John. And some are just great family members like Freddie. And, of course, John's trying to butt in right now. I'll share the story, John. Don't get me wrong. And we got Jason. And, of course, we have Elliot, the CEO of Catalyst.
Yeah!
With us. Shout out to Elliot.
So we have basically everybody up here that's got the whole movement going on out here.
What about Freddie?
I said Freddie, my brother.
What about, he saved the least for last. I have a story about that.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean?
For last.
I have a story about that.
Go ahead. What is it? Start now then.
So us three up here and us four up here, you know, we're up here because we've tried to put something together that was really
cool. Stay tight to that mic, baby.
But the people that were up here before us, all of the veterans that you talk to, all of those dudes and all of those people, those are the real heroes. And so that's what I mean when you say the least for last.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And by no means was I calling any of you guys heroes, so don't get that twisted.
Exactly.
Let me just get that clear before he thinks that I said that. Nobody up here is a hero by no means.
Oh, here we go, Joe.
But, I mean, Elliot, in my opinion, might earn a hero badge.
Yeah,
Elliot,
man.
The hero.
Elliot, I want to start off with you, Elliot.
Cannabis hero.
It is so funny, Elliot. I got brought to your attention by Amy out there. Amy, shout out to you for doing your due diligence on spreading the good gospel and good word of people who are supporting this plant and activists in this community. And a friend of mine named Amy goes, Joe, you got to see what this guy Elliot's doing. And you know what? And she exactly said, I fuck with dudes like this. And I support dudes that are doing this. And she goes, he is literally suing this person, that person. Look what he's doing. And look how he's standing up for it. Then, Elliot, I go to your Instagram page, and I see what you're doing. And then I start spreading the word to the team going, hey, guys, who knows this dude? We need to get him on the show. And Blue goes, you know we're going to get him on, right? He's going to be on with us.
Bro, I've been watching him for months.
Well, that's the synergy working the right direction because it got brought to my attention finally. And I'm like, I need to talk to this guy. So, Elliot, explain to everybody out there listening around the world exactly what you're doing and what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so we're
the
big lawsuit we're working on is we're suing the state. And the basic message is, fuck the D's, fuck the R's. It's all about the people. They're overtaxing the medicine, right? And the goal of the lawsuit is to expose what fucking hypocrites they are. They say they're up there in Sacramento. They say they're progressive. They say they're for good entry-level jobs. They say they're for, helping the people, unions, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, they've got the boot on their throat. And, you know, like, let's just take Gavin Newsom, for example. When he couldn't keep his dick in his pants, did he blame cannabis? No, he blamed alcohol. Why did he blame alcohol? It's a bigger evil. But at the end of the day, hey, if you want to drink, fucking drink. But, you know, they're taxing alcohol at less than 1%. They're taxing oil at less than 1%. And they're taxing cannabis out of existence. Everybody wants to come into the legal market. And they're too fucking dumb and they're too narcissistic to ever be able to enforce. The illicit market is way fucking smarter than these guys. And the only way to bring cannabis down to a thing that people could actually access at a reasonable price is to lower the fucking tax rate. Never in history have they taxed something so egregious. In the time of prohibition, they were fucking smart enough. They knew, hey, let's start it at 1%, 2%. So our objective is to embarrass these fucking narcissists, to show them that their program's an abject failure. We just sent them a subpoena of questions they definitely don't want to answer. They're going to try and duck and dodge, and then we're going to start getting them in depositions. And I call them all now, and I hear some of them are watching my page. So if you're in Sacramento and you claim to be a progressive and you're taxing cannabis at a high rate, you're a fake-ass motherfucker.
Wow.
That's all I got to say.
All right. As the lawyer on the stage.
As the lawyer on the stage.
Go ahead, Freddie. Go ahead.
Please.
This gentleman here are taking shots and is expressing opinions that everyone else is scared to say.
Yeah.
Because everyone else has something of value to risk. He has the most value to risk, and guess what? He fucking pushed his chips all in.
Yes.
And that right there is putting everything he owns ahead of what he believes is real, and there's nobody that I have met so far that is willing to push their chips in like that.
And to be clear, Freddie, you've met a lot of people too, Freddie, so it's not like, oh, you're just saying this, because I agree 100%, Elliot, what you're doing, because talk about Catalyst. I mean, you're just not, you know, you own, what do you own? How about that?
Well, at the end of the day,
I feel like he owns the whole block, every street out here.
As Freddie says that, let's drop some gems. Yeah, let's drop some gems so people really get an understanding.
At the end of the day, we got eight open shops. Our ninth one will be this week in Pomona. We should have 12 or so by the end of the year. What we're really proud of is we did it organically. We never got the fuck you money. We got our knuckles bloody. We went in there. We won these fucking licenses the hard way, right? And when we go into a community, even if we fucking sued them, and we've sued a lot of governments. Why? Because they're just fucking corrupt. After we've sued them, we've gone in. When we open, they all fucking love us. Why? Because we fucking pump volume, because we put money back in the customers' prices by selling at low prices, and we do relentless community outreach. Two quick stories. I'm going to let John tell the story about the woman that's his friend that has cancer. But there's somebody in our audience today, and this is why we do what we do. We're here at a veterans event. Why are they taxing medicine for veterans at some fucked up rate?
It's crazy.
It makes no sense.
Crazy.
And you know, we're out there. We're doing our thing. You know, we've been cleaning the freeway, South L.A., you name it, Toy Drive, Kiff Drive. We're trying to give back to this community here, to the veterans. This block needed a little uplift. We want to reimagine cannabis. Somebody who's filming right there, she came out as a customer and just started cleaning the freeway in South LA with us, right? Jumped in. Next thing you know, she's working for us. You know, I don't want to say too much about her personal story, but she did have somebody pass away in her family from opioid use. Cannabis is not a gateway drug. It's an exit drug. We want it as a better alternative. It's fucking medicine. It's mental health. I make it a point in our company to interview everybody that we hire. It's getting fucking harder.
Wow.
El Monte, I did 18 in a fucking night from 6 to 10 p.m. And what I've heard, if you're passionate about cannabis, you want to fucking work in a cannabis shop. One of the more common themes is, you know, that people have anxiety, they have depression, and they're using it as a medication. So I don't know why we've taken this one medication and this one industry and treated it totally different than every other industry in the planet. It makes zero fucking sense at all. So, you know, we're advocating relentlessly for the industry. And yeah, you know, there's always kind of like an identity that's come along with it. And it was about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, nobody was watching. And a buddy of mine was like, yo, start talking shit on this thing. I barely knew how to use it. And now everything that kind of happens, I'm like, oh, I could talk shit on that. I could talk shit on that. And we're really just pointing out the absurdities and the hypocrisy. So, you know, Catalyst, we'll see. We're still underfunded.
Weed for the people.
Yeah, we're gritty, but we're going to try and keep it going.
Listen, I want to say something that's really important and dear to my heart is the cannabis community comes from a compassionate place. So exactly what you're talking about, the reason that you're a leader, the reason that you have the ability to be in eight locations and be able to hire all these people and help people, and a lot of people won't understand that and have this message, have this voice, is because you come from a compassionate place. You have to care. You know, if you don't care, then we don't care. And so being able to do that, you know, is something that's dear to all of our hearts. And obviously, you know, you're getting that message out, and we want to thank you for doing that out here.
It
is so dear to our hearts to do this for, you know, sincerely, brother. Like, it's real. Dude, you're doing...
And we were talking before we went on air, and sorry, it's just...
That's
that
all right.
Just means a lot. Yeah. Like,
thank you, man. You know, thank you,
yeah,
man.
Fuck yeah.
When you're coming from a place, and look, none of us are out here, you know, trying to win sainthood, and I got shareholders and other responsibility, but when you're coming from a good place, The rest always just seems to come behind. And, you know, supporting our veterans, uplifting our communities, when that's our core competency, I just believe the rest of it will come. It's something I'm going to believe until the day that I die.
You got to care, man.
You got to care, and you are caring, and everything you're doing, I think, Freddie, you said it well, because you have, I would say, so much more to risk with all these stores and all these lights on you that are shining bright of like, oh, who is this guy? Oh, let's go check out his store here. Let's go check out his store there. Let's see how you're doing business, Mr. Big Mouth, right? So for you to do that, you're putting your mouth where your money is, your money where your mouth is, and you're sticking up for everybody here and everybody else. And not only that, you're saying stuff on your IG that is like exposing the game. Like one of the things I see you going, this is why the illicit market's doing what it's doing, because you guys are doing this. And I'm like going, woo, this
criminal dude taxes. Is like talking criminal taxes.
More than I've heard anybody sit up there and preach, which is just the truth. I mean, we all know that are in the industry what's going down and how it's going down. But for somebody in the industry to say it that is so high profile in the industry, it's kind of crazy, dog. Ellie, you're kind of crazy for doing it.
Well, we're under seven audits with the CDFTA, and what I could say to the CDFTA, and excuse me if this is inappropriate, suck my dick, audit me again.
Yeah.
That's what I got to say. Come and get it, motherfucker.
I'm going to chime into this craziness, but I'm going to reiterate what you guys don't understand is people that have something to risk keep it really low because they don't want what he's trying to stop them going after them.
Yeah.
It takes a guy like him to say, fuck you, go after me. You see, all these other people won't risk what they have. He's saying, fuck you, take it all. And guess what they do? They change because they don't want to fuck with him.
And you know what? It's Cannabis Talk 101. We're going to hear more about this and so many other stories. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101, live right here on Pine Street in Long Beach, California, for our veterans.
All it's these harvest. Veterans. Oh, yeah. It's such a great time. And, John, I wanted to hear the story that Elliot said you were going to share about a cancer patient or something like that. What is that story that he alluded to before he went on his rant and rave again? I thought he was on IG right now. But
John Reese.
Aaron, let me introduce John Reese first, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Everybody out there, you are looking at a fucking legend. A legend in the game. A legend as a visionary. The guy who has put it all in and has sacrificed, honestly, for everyone out here. The reason we are here is both for Elliot and most importantly my guy John Reese, who's been holding it down, who's been doing it. John, Jason Winkler. Jason is a legend in his own kind. You are looking at the two guys that are absolute reason for us being here. John Reese,
big visions,
legend.
So go ahead, John, share that story, please. I'm Joe, by the way, John.
Hi, Joe.
I'm Joe Grande. I'm Blue.
Hey, Blue.
He's Joe Grande. So a lot
of happening, Elliot?
Yeah.
And I'm Fat Mark Wasserman.
Yeah. First, I want to talk about our props. You didn't even mention our
I was
our
waiting
fucking,
to, after the
right
story.
Here, right here.
Well, what's going on with the
put
props?
Put your prop in the air.
Put your props in the air, yo.
Like you just don't care. So, you know, first off, I want to talk about today. Can I? Or should
please,
I?
No, go ahead.
Stay tight on the mic.
Just talk close to the mic.
I'm going to stay tight on the mic. I want to talk about today, you know. 7 weeks ago, Elliot and Jason and I had a chat, you know, about doing something and doing something for this block. You know, he's been doing the third Friday and it's been super successful, trying to grow this block, trying to enrich this community and trying to make a fucking difference, right? And, you know, we talked about a number of things and the thing that resonated with us was the veterans and we wanted to do this.
Yes.
So in 7 weeks, you know, we got a permit from the city of Long Beach to throw a cannabis-focused festival in a street in the United States, which has never been done.
First and foremost. First time, right here in Long Beach,
in
California, with
United
Catalyst.
States city street. So this will happen all over the world in the next 10 years.
Let me just break it and say one thing. All the credit to Immersia. All I did is make a couple phone calls. The way I've seen him pull this together has been fucking unbelievable. So
veterans, thank you.
My hats off.
Veterans themselves, yeah, man, in this space.
Yeah, so, Jason and John is immersed, so go ahead, brother.
So this is all about the veterans, and thank you guys for being here, for bringing this beautiful set, and for telling the story. We got 3,000 people. We got street performers, three stages. You know, it's a beautiful thing that we're doing for the community, free, giving the veterans gift bags for medicine, you know, for a buck and a voucher that these brands and these sponsors have come and stepped up.
Thank you, sponsors and brands.
To take care of this. I've had my hand shaken by more veterans today, veteran family. My father was a lieutenant colonel. And, you know, earlier tonight, a person that is so dear to me from my festival career, has developed serious cancer. And, you know, cannabis is, she doesn't want to be on morphine. She doesn't want to be on all those things. And this dude just hooked her up. That's why I'm wearing glasses, because I've been crying for an hour. This dude just hooked her up, sorted her out to have cannabis delivered to her home, you know, through this process, through his VIP program.
Elliot, you're saying Elliot.
Elliot.
Catalyst. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Again, you have to care. Yeah.
And the last thing I want to say about tonight and about today and about what we've tried to do with this, if we can help one veteran in their life, we've won. And these brands have won, and we've all won. You know, all the rest of it, all the fun and the accolades and the cool music and all that other stuff and thousands of people, you know, it's about a message. It's about a give back.
Yes.
And if we can all, as human beings, focus on that, and the fucking political bullshit and the vaccine bullshit and all the bullshit, cannabis can bring us together. And people like Elliot in this program and spreading this message of this beautiful plant, it's what I'm about.
Amen.
I love that.
Yeah,
you know,
there baby. We go.
And I love the fact that John and Jason, you guys really sat there and came up with something. And I remember meeting with you guys in your office as well and talking about this. And, you know, the company Immersia, folks, this is what they're doing. And they join up with a company like Catalyst and White Angel Farms and, you know, Cannabis Talk 101 and The Blacklist. And everybody comes together to say, we're in. But once again, I commend you guys for doing that, because a lot of people don't realize it has to start somewhere.
Sure.
And to give you guys that kudos and that hat and that respect... Thank you guys for starting that, man. You guys, give them a round of applause, you guys.
Come on, man.
This is how this whole event started. And, you know, it doesn't go unrecognized.
We are the evolution of the revolution.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
bringing people together.
And the message that I want people listening to hear out there, you too can do it, because these guys are bozos.
Yes, we are.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
And we're all a bunch of bozos up here doing it.
Bozos.
So if you got an idea and you're a bozo too,
just make it happen.
Just make it happen. Bring some people together and say, I can do this. I can do that. I got a plug here at the city. I got a plug there. Find the people to make it happen, because it takes a village. And you guys are putting together that village. We're putting together that village. But I want people out there that are here listening around the world. I don't care what country you're in. If you want to help people, whether it's veterans or just people that need that help, like your cancer patient, who my heart goes out to that story, John. And we've heard that story so many times, right? And we hear about these companies that are out there supporting and doing this. Folks, there's a lot of companies like Catalyst that are doing it that don't even get recognized for it.
That's true.
Catalyst right now is just being recognized for it right now. So don't think these are guys are... It's about making money as well. Don't get it twisted. It is a business.
It's okay,
but it's
to
a
make
heartfelt
money.
Business that, like Blue... Like, even to top this off, that's how Blue got in this game. Blue started doing... When he was selling cannabis, was helping patients. He was going to people's houses and going
to... Blue was selling narcotics on the streets. Blue was helping patients.
When we talk about that story sometimes, we forget to even acknowledge that that's how Blue got in that, you know, when he was selling it, game so heavily.
So I'll be the first to say this right here. Cannabis built this whole fucking set. Everything that we live right here. My father is a veteran himself, taught me how to grow cannabis, taught me how to sell cannabis in my life. Cannabis has never been illegal in my home, and except from my mom. My mom, mom's just like, yo. Dad's just like, yeah. And they actually had a divorce because of this plant, because they were because of my influence in it. And I took it to all the levels. I've been to the greed level. I've been to the compassionate level. I've seen the fucked up, the beauty. I've seen it all. I've seen the robberies. I've been a part of all of the shit. But where we're at now and what we're doing today and the lessons we've been taught and the lessons that we're able to give is why we're all sitting right here on the street in Long Beach, California, and we're cheering.
Harvest for Heroes.
Yeah, Harvest for Heroes, and we're capable of actually talking about a plant that is it is illegal on a federal level, but yet a state level is legal. On a city level, it's illegal. And on an emotional level, it's still fucked up to a lot of people. And I'm sad to say that it isn't out there and that the country never would have came out and said that cannabis is medical or medicinal if it wasn't. So get your heads together, get the team together, and let's keep pushing.
Let's go.
It's about bringing these brands together. There's 45 brands here today, all in one place, on one street. And so that's what it's about, really. It's giving back.
And Jason, I mean, you're the one, too, that's literally making phone calls to these people. Like, you are, like, hands-on, picking up the phone, calling folks. So people don't realize that. And I see your game and what you do and your organization and what you guys are doing over there. So, you know, how hard is that to make those calls and to get these 45 brands to participate in something like this?
I mean, it's about building relationships and being in this industry for a good amount of time. And I think you know, do right by people, they'll do right by you, and you build together, and then you do things for a great cause like this. So, I mean, it's really about the relationship building and coming together as a community.
Jason, you know, getting involved in the vision of Immersia and with John and teaming up, and I know you guys got apps and you guys got more things that you want to help the industry evolve, right? You guys are a team that I'm happy to be working with. I'm proud to be standing next to you guys, sitting next to you guys, being in this environment. And it's hard to say that sometimes because a lot of these bad actors, you know, and I don't call people out unless I'm directly in front of them. I don't do it in a way that, so I don't want to shit on a bunch of people, but fuck it, let's do it.
No. So I will say this though, you know, and within the industry, there's always rivalries, there's competition. I've been so impressed that 45 brands over the issue of medicinal cannabis to veterans rallied, reached in their pockets, got to action, and came together.
For the veterans.
For the veterans.
Everyone stepped up.
Exactly.
And to John's point, I'll also say that, COVID, Democrat, Republican, these different divisions, they're all fake. We got to remember as a people that if we're uplifting, we care about our communities, we're more alike than we are different. So getting into this whole partisan thing and everything else, and even opponents within the industry have come together for this event, laid down their weapons for a minute, and, we've done a good thing here helping veterans. Again, all the credit to Immersia. You know, I'm just a village idiot that, you know, made a few phone calls, but I'm really proud of what we put together. And you know, John called, it was like 7 weeks ago, he's like, what do you think about this? Then he texts me the next morning, he's like, am I moving too fast? And I go, oh, I like to move even faster. And next thing you know, we're here.
Love that.
That is so great when things like that happen, because that's how it's all done, folks. So you're listening, you're wondering how you can make a change, like you just said. Do the next day, do the follow-up. Blue always says it, the
fortune's in the follow-up.
There it is, folks, and that's what these guys did. That's why we're all here. When we come back, I want to do the high five and have some fun with you guys before we wrap up, because everything you're doing here is fantastic. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We're all the way live. Harvest for Heroes in Long Beach. So many heroes out there.
Long Beach, we Harvest, love the veterans. Veterans Day.
We'll be right back after this.
Yes.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. If you're looking for high-quality seeds, head to rocketseeds.com. You guys, check them out on Instagram, @rocket_seeds. If you're looking to grow something, they are a trusted cannabis seed at a fair price. Head to rocketseeds.com. And I want to thank everyone on our team that helps us and creates this show.
Yes.
Because we wouldn't be here without them, which is Jan, our social media girl, Erica, Daniel, Cal, Irtazar, Christian, Denny, Kevin, Andrew, Zach, Cash, Cam, Salar, Nadia, Ali, Pitt, my brother, Chris Franchino, Jennifer, and Elvis. Thank you to the Cannabis Talk 101 team that has helped us so much. And before we get to the high five, somebody that's helped us out so much, too, and does so much in the community and is just a great lawyer, we have Freddie here. And Freddie, you do so much in the cannabis space. I remember going to a event that you had at your law office that was in the backyard of the law office where you had Too Short performing. I mean, your connections, your vibe, your everything about you is so connected. I want you to explain to the community out there what Freddie does as a lawyer in this cannabis space and everything you do, because I feel like you're our bridge to everybody else that's up here as well, because you are Freddie, that brought us to Catalyst.
Freddie's
Blackness,
the man. Freddie everybody. Is the man.
I mean, you to me are that link. You know what I mean? Without them, it's no you. You are my brother from another mother. I've spent literally over an hour speaking with you on a Sunday afternoon, just chopping life and everything else. And I love you as a person, but I want you to shine a little bit and tell the community out there that's listening around the world who you are and what you do.
Wow, Joe Grande, that was impressive. You, maybe you like shine.
I put you down a little bit. You kind of
I can't even hear you, Freddie.
I mean, and Fred, just to give you guys an idea, listen, Freddie's a big man. So for him to buckle down like that is a little, I got him a little emotional and choked up right now. I can tell.
He's touching
but you know
his
what,
leg
Freddie?
Right now.
There is just so much more I can say about you. Every time I see you, you light up the room. Everybody respects you and loves you. I haven't heard one bad thing about you. And Lord knows, well, I mean, it depends on who you ask, but my point is, Freddie is as solid as it gets in my book. And that's how I look at you. So I want you to explain and be a little braggadocious on your game to this relationship.
I actually won't be braggadocious, but when I was in college, I wrote a thesis paper, and it was on the legalization of cannabis. And this was on the East Coast. Right. This is going back early 90s. I don't want to age myself. And it was in a Justice and Law Administration class, and everybody in the class was future prosecutors and police officers. And I was the only guy who had this whole other vision.
Okay.
And then?
And the vision was to explain to all these future police officers and district attorneys of legalization of cannabis. And from that point on, it set me on a journey. And that journey was in law, and in law and in injustice. And injustice, I saw a major injustice, and that injustice was actually in cannabis. Because I represented murderers and rapists and child molesters and robbers and things of that nature. But then I saw this other individual who's being charged with felonies and crimes, but I didn't see them in the same light that I saw the rapists and the murderers and the criminals. And it brought me into this journey of realizing that there are people who are doing something for a reason. And as I started going through this reason, I started to meet people. And these people were sick or elderly or had issues or were veterans. We've worked deep with veterans. And all of a sudden, I saw veterans who wouldn't get veterans benefits if they used cannabis. If they didn't use cannabis, they became alcoholics. They were hooked on psychoactive drugs. And that they couldn't function. And what I saw is people willing to give up their veterans benefits, their ability to go to the VA, everything in exchange for cannabis. And I saw how much it helped them. I've had a cousin who's a police officer who was suffering tremendously. And all of a sudden, a guy who's never been on drugs is all of a sudden getting prescribed all these drugs. And none of it was working. And I tried to change their lives and move forward. So to make a long story short, the passion was is not seeing people put in handcuffs who shouldn't be in handcuffs or trying to do something, not only whether it was business, whether it's for the community or whether it's for medical purposes, not be put in a position to make decisions that they didn't want to, but they still did because they had a mission. And so I've been on that mission. I've been on this mission with all of you. I've represented over 2,000-3,000 people who've been arrested for cannabis crimes. I've saved about 95.93% of them. I got to check with my DA.
Yeah, baby. There we
That's go. A good one.
But I've helped draft legislation to create legalization. I've helped change cities that went to bankruptcy. I've helped change people's lives who could have been in bankruptcy. And I've moved so many drug addicts into cannabis. So for me, I've been here. That's why I believe in guys like Jason Winkler.
Yes.
We've been doing this forever.
Thank you, Jason.
Five-star extracts. I mean, this guy has put his heart and soul into everything.
Yes.
I've been with this guy who's changed many, many lives across the year. And this fucking guy, this guy has no idea how much I fucking respect him, bro. But I get scared because I'm like, bro, back down. But I'm talking to the computer. I'm like, back down. What are you doing?
That's what I felt like when I watched him,
and
too.
And I'm like, guess what? You know what? We need a fucking guy who's willing to put it all in like this guy. And this guy right here, This guy has put it in. What this guy has done and where he's going and everything he does is from his heart. None of these people here have done this for the money. Because if we're doing this for the money, I'd be over there with that guy. You see that guy right there? You see that guy right there? I'd be hanging out with that fucking guy right there. Jerry.
What's up, Jerry?
But that's my story. I love all of you. I want the veterans to have both their ability to have safe access to this cannabis and have their benefits rights. Because psychoactive drugs that create suicide, 28 veterans a day commit suicide because they're not getting proper treatment. And this is why we're here. Veterans Day, Catalyst, Emerja, Freddie, Blue, Cannabis Talk. Big Joe Grande, I love this guy more than he ever would know.
Five star.
Well, I wouldn't.
You know, listen, Freddie, you know, thank you for sharing that with us. And I'll tell you that, you know, I've watched you protect even the brothers that we have in this illicit market that we all come from. So, and it's a difficult job, and I know it sucks, because we have all these people like Elliot that are doing the right thing, and then you have these other folks that are still doing the wrong thing, and it's not their fault they haven't been educated enough, because the voice hasn't allowed us to speak loud enough in order to educate them to do it the right way, because we're not selling candy bars, we're not selling cheeseburgers, we're not selling beer, we're not selling wine. It's cannabis, and it's so new to the industry that, unfortunately, we still have a lot of people that are stuck in this black market. And I say that because anybody that's in this market, and I don't know Elliot's background, but he had to have dabbled somehow in some way.
I'm sure he sold a few packs.
In order to understand that he had to do it the right way and lead the path. And that's such
that's
a crazy
right.
feeling.
That's right.
And so
preach it, brother.
I have compassion for folks that I sit with and I watch, and I'm still like, man, you're still trapping, dog? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why are you doing this? But yet I have compassion for them, because that's where we all come from. And not all of us, but most of us.
I'll make it brief. It's the reason why I support this guy. His question was, why are people still trapping? Because of his answer. Because the government made it too fucking hard, too expensive, and too political for trappers to fucking get in.
Yes.
Like, they don't have investors and backers and spreadsheets and marketing companies and all that. The government, like this guy is fighting for, made it too fucking hard for a guy who's been in it, who's a legacy, who's been dying. They're dying to go to bed at night. They're dying to bank money. They're dying to pay taxes. They would love to buy a house and a car. But the way they set up the system that he's fighting for made it too fucking difficult.
It's crazy to say. And Freddie, I want you to give a plug for your law offices. If anybody needs to find Freddie, say, what's your law office exactly out there? Because you're the type of guy that somebody goes, oh, I need him to represent me. Which I look at you as one of those guys. If I knew somebody, I'd be like, yo, call Freddie, man. Freddie's the man. So Freddie Say is his name. What's your law office? Is this Freddie Say Group, or what is it?
The only plug.
Fox.
The Fox Firm.
Fox Firm.
The FoxFirm.com.
Right.
And I love all you guys.
With two X's.
We love you.
And real quick, listen, Five Star Extracts. You know, I know that's something that's dear to your heart, and I want to take the time to Jason to look at you and your team and watch what you guys are building and the apps and everything else. Tell us about the mission that you're on to help everyone that we're here for tonight.
Yeah, I mean, really, we got into cannabis, you know, 2015, 16 to help my grandfather, who was on morphine and other pain pills, and, you know, had a fall when he was 91 years old, but always had the best personality, always was flirting with everybody, having a good time.
Hey.
Drinking Hennessy, eating pizza at 91.
So it was a good time.
Yeah, good time. So, you know, from there, you saw his personality kind of fade when they started giving him morphine and stuff like that. And you know, what we saw, you know, my brother and myself, you know, we wanted to give him cannabis. We said, let's try it out. And he was against it at first, then started taking one hit, you know, one hit of a vape, G-Pen. Shout out to G-Pen.
Shout out. Let's go.
But, you know, back in the day, that's what we had, and it was great. You know, he started getting his personality back, started acting like himself. So that got us into cannabis, really just to help our family, you know. And then we went from there. So that was the mission, to start our cannabis company. And then from there, we started Immersia, you know, about a year and a half ago.
And thank God you did, because, you know, none of us would be here without Elliot, Immersia, and the push that all of us, every one of you, have something special that you're offering for offering your souls to be here tonight. If you can hear my voice and you're in this building or in this on these streets, you know and understand why you've taken the time out of your life, because you could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with us.
Exactly.
Let's create a community, people. Let's create a community together.
Yes.
That's what we have to do.
And that's what we're doing.
And I want to make a special thank you to Miss Wendy over
Wendy,
there.
Yeah.
Busting her ass. Kylie Reese.
Yes.
Kelsey. Samara Arkell.
Bill
Mr.
White.
Big fucking White. My fucking legend. Those are the ones who are putting
Elaine,
it in.
Elaine Reese.
Elaine Reese.
Jonathan
Elaine
Chia.
Elaine killed it.
Yep.
So.
And Tiffany Ron.
Elliot.
That's our team.
And I do want to say one
Chris.
Thing.
Chris.
You know, we get to be out here. We're the face of it. The Catalyst Army is 250 deep. Shout out to the entire Catalyst Cares team, the entire ops team.
Shout out to our roll-up show.
Bree, my wife, who's always there putting up with my shit.
Anna, baby.
She got some good ideas back there. So, you know, being the face, yes, but, like, don't forget there's 250 Catalyst Army soldiers behind us. And like I said, on this event, you know, had it not been for Immersia making all the moves. So, yeah, we're up here talking, but, you know, the real credit goes to the people that don't
and
get
one
seen.
Last big shout out to the Blacklist. All of you Blacklist folks out there, shout out to all of you.
We're bringing the game, guys. With Cannabis Talk, with the coalition, the community that we're going to bring together, we're going to bring cannabis to this country, people, all over the place, and we're going to create special shit for the deserving part of this plant. So that's what we're going to do.
Make sure you guys follow Cannabis Talk 101, Immersia, Blacklist, Catalyst, my man Freddie right here. Listen, guys, real quick, is there anything else that we missed that you guys want to mention before we get on out of here?
I got one last thing. It's really important. Weed for the motherfucking people.
Weed for the motherfucking people.
I got one more. Fire weed at fire prices.
Yes. Yes.
And I got one more. This is for all the veterans out there. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for everything.
God bless the vets.
Thank you for fighting for our Constitution and all of our protections. Tonight would not be tonight without you veterans. Thank you, every veteran out there. Thank you for your service.
Kylie Reese, Wendy Ellis, love you.
Thank you, guys. You know, listen, it's near and dear to my heart. I mean this, guys. Thank you all for taking the time to develop this and having the vision in order to deliver this to these beautiful people and to us ourselves, man. And remember this, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. And if no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.